Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
You know, you realize that Australia is kind of coastal. So there's this interesting shared coastal culture as well as this value for sustainability. Probably because of that, we're very directly affected by what happens in nature. Looking more into Melbourne, it's like this appreciation of design and technology as well as sustainability. You know, drew me to Melbourne, so I came to RMIT.
Joseph Oliver Yap, kakatapos mo lang ng Master of Design, Innovation and Technology sa RMIT dito sa Melbourne. Congratulations!
Thank you!
Zero tag ang iyong parang thesis sa pagtatapos
thesis, yes.
Ng tatlong taong pag-aaral.
It's a technology for making food containers that are trackable, reusable, and biodegradable. So it is a proof of concept for sustainable electronics applied in it to try to solve the problem of sustainable packaging.
Sa mundo natin, no, pangkaraniwan yung plastic. So sinasabi mga sustainable packaging. So isa to sa mga paraan para maiwasan na madagdagan ang mga basura sa landfill.
Yes.
At kung di ako nagkakamali, ginamit mo rin ang mga agricultural waste o yung mga basura mula sa mga pananim?
Kasi I created this material system. May raw material na ginamit ko na galing sa supplier. So, nagaling sa agricultural waste. I mean, I don't know if that's an important distinction. But yes, the material comes from agricultural waste. And the idea is you can make more of this electronic device from electronic devices at the end of their lives.
Isa sa mga nahanapan mo ng mga gamit ay yung RFID tags. Pangkaraniwang nakikita natin sa mga produkto na binibili natin. Halimbawa, mga libro. At pagkabili natin ng libro, ay tinatapon na lamang natin ito. Sabi mo nung una na marami rin gamit ito sa industriya ng pagkain. So, paano mo nahanapan siya ng panibagong buhay?
Yung challenge dito, yung RFID tag, kasi electronic device siya, may conductive component siya, saka may non-conductive component siya. So, karaniwan, yung mga materials na yun, like either mga metal like copper or aluminum, and some like plastic like PVC. So yung challenge that say sa recycling or sa circular economy, yung let's say copper, very recyclable siya by itself. Yung plastic, recyclable din siya, pero pag pinagsama mo sila, taka ang liit ng device, mahirap na i-separate sila. So, when you think of sustainability, maraming mga estrategiya na pwedeng gamitin sa circular economy. So usually we think na parang one is like sige, recycle, tapos okay na yun. Pero pag dalawa yung material mo, baka pwede mong i-degrade yung isa, tapos i-recycle yung isa. For example, copper is a valuable metal. Saka high yung value niya pag ni-recycle mo siya.
Oh, mahalang copper, hindi ba? Pag binibenta mo nga siya sa mga junkyard, mahalang bili nila dito.
Tapos yung plastic, yung plastic mismo, usually hindi siya mahalaga. Yung kasi sad reality. Karaniwan, sinusunog lang plastic. Tapos ang daming harmful chemicals para lang makuha yung metal. So what if i-combine mo yung parang biodegradable plastic saka yung metal para may biodegradable electronic device ka? Pero yung challenge din dun, kasi karaniyan ng mga biodegradable plastic, natutunaw siya sa tubig. Yung mga, when you think of, let's say, pagkain, karaniwan, may tubig. So, how do you make something na parang water resistant, biodegradable, saka may conductive, may electronic device? And So, may pinapost akong material system, saka may proof of concept ako na, I mean, na ginagamit ng material system na to, parang pwedeng sabihin natin na feasible ang ganitong klaseng sustainable electronics.
Ito nga yung makikita namin sa Zero Tag. Ito bang electronic device na to ay magagamit natin sa pang-araw-araw na buhay?
Yes, yes. So, kasi yung next step dun, hindi lang yung device mismo, kundi kung paano siya gagamitin. And so, bahagi dun ng, you know, yung service design, yung, like, kung may ganitong klaseng device, at let's say, you know, may ganitong mga container na, yun nga, trackable, reusable, and biodegradable, paano magbabago yung experience natin sa supermarket? Yan yung isang problema na dinatakaw din ng Zero Tag.
Malapit na ba tayo? Malapit na ba nating masustay?
So, I hope so. I mean, it's not the most straightforward project. So, there is a way that, I mean, it's been a big, when presenting it and also showing it as an exhibit, one of the biggest challenges talaga is the kind of like weaving the story together. Because, you know, when you look at the sustainability thing, it sounds like we're jumping topics a lot, but it's important in sustainability to think about where do your materials come from? You know, how do you make this? You know, is it sustainable? Is it feasible? But also, what can it do? And so, Zero Tag answers these questions, but it's also why it's so cross-disciplinary and why my program helped me develop this kind of project.
Sana pagkatapos ng Zero Tag.
Basically, when I created this, I didn't want this to just be a uni project that will sit on the shelf. I have some plans to see how this can be a real thing. And yeah, hopefully it enters. If not, in this is like the big vision. So hopefully it enters the market in one way or another.
At malaking tulong sa kapaligiran kung talagang mag-goodbye na tayo sa plastic, hindi ba?
Yes, yes. Hopefully, whoever sees this project, not only does it about goodbye to plastic, but also just re-examining our understanding of sustainability, understanding na maraming perspective na kailangan i-address pag sa mga sustainability project, but importante lahat sila. And I guess, you know, if you want true innovation, you need to parang take into consideration all of this. And that's why, you know, it's like not only did I, parang what my program also taught me was, well, working with various people across different disciplines to solve some of these big challenges that the world faces. And so if you look at like in the exhibition, there'll be like the various people I got to collaborate with, like marami talaga. And so you know, I wasn't alone on this journey, and yes, parang so many people helped me along the way, and this was a culmination of my RMIT journey in general. So hopefully the world continues to collaborate to solve some of its biggest problems.
Hanggang July 9, Zero Tag.
Corner ng Swanston Street and Flinders Lane, yes.
Nicholas Building.
Yes, Nicholas Building.
Congratulations at maraming salamat, Joseph Oliver Yap.
Thank you very much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.